turtles. I have a doozy of a turtle story, if
do
I may
really?
Tell.
13, 10, 16, yeah. You've got a turtle story, please.
Have I told you about our pet Boris, the pet turtle?
No.
We owned a pet turtle.
I know Fred.
Yeah, Fred's the dog, then Boris was the turtle, and Stiffy was the cat.
Stiffy.
So this is our family home. Back. We used to live on Anchorage when I was young at school.
So of course you have a turtle.
Of course you have a turtle. The turtle, you get your Boris
yeah,
so a 50 cent piece.
So they can roam free in the Anchorage.
Mate, it's a free range turtle.
They're surprisingly fast, because you buy them as a 50 cent piece and they grow to the size of their tank.
Do you just get them from like an aquarium where you'd get goldfish?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and from like a pet store and stuff.
Yeah.
We had a big produce store. This turtle grew to like a big dinner plate size. And we used to get Boris out to stretch his legs and he'd like run under the couch and stuff and then get all dog fur on him. He'd come out with dog fur all over.
You know, sometimes you see like the wolf adopts the puppy and then the puppy grows up thinking it's a wolf.
Yes.
You know. Even though they're descendants. Is it like that?
He's
been living with his dog brother. He's like, I am a dog.
I'm a dog.
Yes.
The dog used to love licking him and playing with him and stuff. And he was so fast. But my turtle story is that of one night I had a few too many to drink when I was 18 at a party. My friends had called my parents and said, you need to pick him up. And mum and dad came.
You in that sort of state.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Mum and dad came, picked me up, took me home. In the interim, sometime there was a girl I was sort of talking to at the time had messaged me. And I then invited her over to mum and dad's place. And she said, can I bring my friend? And I said, of course, the more the merrier.
Of course you can.
Not an
idiot.
I mean,
mummy and daddy have just had to pick me up.
Yeah.
But if you can make your way to my house.
I had no recollection of that. And then I wake up to them saying, we're here at the front of mum and dad's house. Now, Boris was in his tank near the front door, okay? I go and let them in, trying to sneak through the house. When Boris used to see visitors, he'd get very excited. And he'd like flap.
He literally is a dog.
Yeah, he'd like jump. He had a rock and he'd jump off his rock and splash into the water and flap around and stuff like
what?
That. Yeah, Boris used to get really excited. So all of a sudden, these two girls come into the house and I'm there with them, like, shh. And then Boris is flapping around and they're like wanting to play with the turtle. And then mum and dad both came out because they heard noises and they thought I was passed out in bed. There I was in the kitchen with Boris and two random girls. So mum made us chicken toasties.
Chicken toasties.
She's like, well, you girls must be hungry. I better make you some food. And we all played with Boris and had chicken toasties.
Oh, my God.
At about 2 a.m. on a random Saturday.
Did Boris get a little sliver of a chicken toastie?
Oh, yeah. Boris got, mate, and they nip two turtles when you feed them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.